Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Future Funeral Service. I'm your host, Robin Heppel from FuneralFuturist.com. We're continuing our series of pre-conference interviews for Funeral Plans Canada 10th Annual Sales Conference that is going to be held in Kitchener, Ontario on November 28th and 29th. Today's guest is Ron Downey of Total Performance Limited, located in Lindsay, Ontario. Ron, are you there?
Rob, good morning.
Good morning, Ron. Now, Ron, if you could just provide the listeners a little bit of background about yourself and your company, please.
Certainly, Rob. We're a training and consulting firm, and we've been operating since 2001. And our services are, we do consulting and run workshops and seminars in leadership, effective management, sales, customer service, succession planning, strategic planning, and then I also run a secret shopping organization where we audit businesses for customer service.
Okay. So now, as you, and you know, you told me that you have a number of funeral home clients, and so are those some of the services that that you offer to them?
Yeah, Rob, yes, that is correct. We offer specifically Secret Shopper, and we do some strategic planning and succession planning and coaching,
okay,
of all things. We do some executive coaching.
So now that Secret Shopper, that would be you have someone that's trained and goes into the funeral home and you know, as an inquiry and just kind of sees how they're handled and then reports back to you. Is that kind of how it works?
Well, what we do, we sit down with our Rob, you're very close. We sit down with our client and we find out what their needs are and maybe where they might have some gaps in communication or making those, you know, good first impressions with somebody that's come in with a pre-need or at-need side to their family. And so then we build questions around where a shopper would come in and plan that funeral just to see how the owners and funeral directors and aftercare specialists are managing each customer on a customer-by-customer basis.
Okay. Okay. And then I guess they get the report afterwards and that. Now,
correct.
And I guess you would also, though, probably do the same for their competition just to see how they compare against the other funeral homes in their town?
Now, Rob, that's a good question. That would be that we do a little bit of, you might call it, espionage or benchmarking.
Okay. Well, you know what? I think the funeral homes would like that too, because they always want to know what the other person's doing. So
yes.
Yeah, okay. Oh, that's good.
So it's always good to have a little peek into what's happening in your own neighborhood,
exactly,
and then where you can build that to your, where you can kind of play that or build that to your strategic advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And now you also talked about succession planning, which is, you know, quite important and unique in funeral service because there's so many, family-owned funeral homes that either get passed down to the either to the next generation or maybe to a staff member.
Yeah, true. True. And often, as it gets passed down, the skills and tools that originally built the business,
mm-hmm,
those don't get transferred. So, hence, in building a succession or strategic plan, it's educating second or third generation family members plus their staff, because certainly you have turnover in staff and that whole company dynamics changes. So you're always kind of in the rebuilding process.
Okay, great. Now, Ron, for your in Kitchener, your presentation is going to be starting at the finish line. So I guess that is more on the motivation and just what we talked about, getting your plan together. Can you maybe just kind of expand upon that, please?
Yes, I guess in the coaching. In the coaching side of our business, and in the whether it be strategic planning or succession planning side, what we always like to do, or I do with my clients, is as do a few of my consultants, we jump to the future. So pretend you're 90 years of age and you're sitting in your rocking chair, and you have one of your grandchildren sitting on your lap, and what legacy are they? Are you going to leave? What impressions are you going to leave for them? And whether they're in the business or not in the business, it builds. What we're trying to do is build a roadmap with our clients so that once the roadmap is built and you know what that finish line looks like, then it's just a case of working your plan to achieve those goals. And in coming up with the title, Start at the Finish Line, I thought that there's a lot of similarity and resemblance to pre-planning your funeral. If you got your clients thinking about planning their, you know, their business, their family, their personal life, their community life, then I think you're going to have a lot simpler task in helping them understand what pre-planning a funeral is all about.
Absolutely, because it's just part of that. It's, you know, part of that whole process, and we need to look at ourselves, what you know, what we've planned for ourselves, and I know that my own pre-arrangement has lots of crossouts and changes, and you know, it's probably due for another update, but we all need to look at that.
I can't agree more.
Yeah. Now, a couple of the things that you know, that the attendees that are going to hear, like things like you'd mentioned, just building those relationships with you know, with your family, which is important, and as well as in your community. Can you expand on that a little bit, please, Ron?
Well, it takes me back to building relationships in your community. It takes me back to Malcolm Caldwell in the book called The Tipping Point.
Mm-hmm.
It's not who you know, it's who knows you. So I think for funeral directors, that is a very key principle. In time of need or in pre-planning, I think what really builds contracts in your business is relationships. You're going to go and support a funeral home that's gotten to know you, I think, before an at-need situation arises within your family. And there's many ways to do that, to be able to, as a funeral director, you know, shout from the rooftops on what you do. And some of those ways are, you know, you could write a column in a local paper. You could volunteer, you know, 4 to 6 hours a month. You could lead an association, you know, networking association, and a great way to lead by example by building great strategic alliances between other, you know, young and old professionals just like yourself.
Well, and that, you know, loyalty is such a you know, hot topic right now in funeral service, because, you know, for years it used to be, oh, well, you know, that, you know, we've always served that family before, and now with the younger generation being a little more transient, and they leave home to maybe to the big centers or go overseas or what have you, you know, and then they come back and they think, oh, now what was the name of that funeral home, and if there's just two, you know, if there's Thompson's funeral home and Johnson's funeral home, well, they kind of sound the same, and it's not always that's not the case anymore. And from the loyalty standpoint, and also just from the value standpoint, you know, people, you know, it used to be that we're a Ford family and we always bought Ford cars, and now it doesn't matter. It's whatever's the wherever we get the best value or what we want, and so in not just funeral service, but in all buying behaviors, loyalty isn't as important as those, you know, perceiving the value. And so by building these relationships, you can extend that perception of the value that you can give to these families.
Right. Yeah, expectations will be king, and you're right. When you build value, then your client won't be shopping you on price. And part of that building value is raising the bar in service and delivering on the type of funeral that you know, that your client, you know, giving them fresh and new ideas that they actually didn't think when they actually sat down with you to look over, you know, that pre-arrangement or that at-need arrangement.
Mm-hmm. Now, and Ron, you were mentioning that you've been doing a bit of your homework, and it's always great when we have someone from outside funeral service come in, and because there's lots of other great ideas, and a lot of other industries have struggles and issues that they're dealing with. So in your a bit of your research, I know that you were talking to some of the funeral homes, and you're going to share what you know, what are the maybe like five things that you know, a funeral home could do. And I'm just wondering if maybe you could maybe share one of those with us for the listeners. And
one of the nuggets that we've learned?
Yeah.
Well,
great.
One of the one that I will deliver on, and it's not from the funeral home, but it's funeral directors have to believe. They have to believe the business that they're in and that it's a very professional business.
Mm-hmm.
And but in speaking with one funeral home, and we have a few calls out to a few others that we'll be following up with today and Monday, I was fascinated with a funeral home in the province of Ontario that shared with me that on the first anniversary of their person that had died, is that they provided flowers either to the gravesite or to the home, depending, I guess they would have learned what option was preferable for the family.
Mm-hmm.
And on the second anniversary of, the third anniversary of that particular individual, they were providing a card to the home. So I thought that was just, a really nice touch. One of the things I do in my sales arena is that when I don't get the business with a client, I follow up.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know often is the case, my client that won the business, they won't follow up. So I think the follow-up aspect is critical. And it's not for the that immediate funeral that has happened, but it's for subsequent funerals and building that relationship, as we've been talking about.
Well, and, from what statistics tell us, we're probably not going to see that family for them having a near-death experience, a death near to them, for another 5, 7, 10, or maybe even 15 years. So we can't just pass them the guest register and the death certificates at the graveside and then expect to see them 10 years later without communicating that, as we talked about, that loyalty isn't there anymore. So here's a great way of just letting them know that that you care and bridging that communication gap.
Yes. Yep. No. Very good point. How do you bridge the gap? What are the things that you're going to do, in the interim when you might have a 10-year window when you're really not in touch with your family?
Great. Now, Ron, just one last thing. You also had mentioned that from a personal standpoint, you're actually going to get us to look at ourselves and reinventing ourselves, and I guess this ties back into the rocking chair, but maybe just share with us a little bit of that that process, and because we always like for the attendees to know what they're going to leave with, and if we just have a better outlook on ourselves, then it was obviously well worth attending.
No, Rob, I will elaborate on that. We're gonna talk about the five things that funeral directors and funeral homes need to be doing. I'm gonna give you a whole new meaning to the word KFC. We're gonna look at the formula for success. When you think of KFC, Rob, what do you think of?
Oh, it's finger looking good.
Well, I'll give you a whole new meaning to KFC, and I'm sure everybody in the room will enjoy. We're gonna in order to set goals and jump to the future and feel positive. You're going to have to, individuals are going to have to write down some business, family, personal, and community goals. And so we're going to look at, the 101 things that you can accomplish in your life. And if you get through that list and actually physically write it down,
mm-hmm.
it's unbelievable how motivating or inspiring that list can be. So those are some of the things. One other thing, we'll look at some helpful tips that will help you press your own play button in the morning. So you won't have to question whether you get to go to work or you got to go to work. It's going to be a get to, and it's going to be a plum pleasing pleasure to get there.
Okay. Well, that's good. And funeral services, it's tough. People ask us, how can you do that every day? And I know most funeral directors, it's because out of the satisfaction that we get, helping people at a very difficult time in their lives, but. Sometimes it takes a toll on us, and we just need a kind of a refresher and to recharge not just our energy but also our internal brain power and that emotional reason of why we do what we do.
Yes. Yeah. No question. Will we? I can certainly get a sense in the industry from some of the clients we coach in funeral care that it can certainly wait. Down on you. So there's a need. I think people in the room will get a real sense when they leave that they've had a checkup from the neck up, and we've been able to put their armor on a bit in order to kind of protect some of their own inner being And I think one of the keys is, you know, we're going to get a real sense of when you're setting goals and you're planning, you're going to be more creative. When you're well-planned, there's a lot of creativity that comes, and I think we'd like to convey that when we're working with our with our clients.
Absolutely. You know, I like to say spontaneity is best when you've got a little bit of a plan.
Rob, I like that one.
Now, Ron, before I let you go, you know, do you have any final thoughts or comments?
Well, I'm just looking forward to enjoying myself at the conference. Funeral Plans Canada has been very gracious for you know, for me in coming and attending, and it's been a real joy for me to learn more about the industry, and I hope we get a, you know, this just it's just the starting line to some great things.
Well, great.
For us working in the industry.
Excellent. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great presentation and entertaining, and that we're going to all take something away too.
No, thank you, Rob.
Well, you're welcome, Ron, and I'd like to thank Ron Downey of Total Performance Limited, who will be presenting Starting at the Finish Line at Funeral Plans Canada 10th Annual Sales Conference. That's going to be held in Kitchener, Ontario on November 28th and 29th. For more information and registration details, visit www.funeralplans.net. Check back soon for another pre-conference interview. And on behalf of thefuneralgurus.com, this is Robin Heppel, and remember, embrace the future.